Well, if I have pressed the right buttons, I have on the other end of the phone with me Miss Geneva Magnus. Are you there, Geneva?
I am so here, Michelle. How is everything?
Everything's awesome here in Worcester. We have a nickname for Worcester. It's called Wormtown. So here in Wormtown, everything's beautiful, baby.
Okay. I'm not sure I want to know why it's called Wormtown.
Well, I don't know why. So I also am not sure. But you know what? Do you know, Tribe? Do you know why Worcester is called Wormtown? Because Geneva and I, we have inquiring minds, and we want to know the answer. So why don't you tell us, and I'll tell her next Friday. Why am I going to be able to tell you anything next Friday? It's because you're going to be here in New England. We're so excited. When's the last time you were on a tour, my friend?
I'm so, so stoked. It's a rare East Coast tour, or East Coast run, as we say, in the business of music. I'm using that term loosely, the business of music. And I'm really stoked. We will be up and down the East Coast, and specifically we'll be, you know where, on the
22nd.
Where? Yeah, on the 22nd.
You will be at Chan's in Woonsocket, Rhode Island.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, you will. What a fantastic venue that is. Have you played at Chan's before?
Yes, many, many, many years ago, and then not for a very long time. And then last year, in 2022, we played at Chan's, and it was sold out. What a great intimate space, and, you know, super enthusiastic fans and friends show up, so it's really... really a blues party is what it is.
It really is. John Chan is such a special person. He's part of that old school club guy that there aren't very many more of. You know, it's their place and it has their stamp on it, as well as presenting all the wonderful music such as yourself. And just having him introduce you, it's always such a treat. So I'm a big John Chan fan myself. And I'm a big Geneva Magnus fan. Your new album, Hard to Kill... I was just reading on your website about this record and putting the pieces together. The album is called Hard to Kill. It came out in April of 2023. Is that right?
It came out in June. Of 2022.
But we're close enough for jazz.
We're still touring strong on it. It's gone really well for this record and done really well. It seems to have its own engine. So I'm real grateful for that.
Well, it's a fantastic album. Everything you do is fantastic. You are one of my personal heroes because you have just been toiling away in the blues fields for so long. And you're always just so joyful, so powerful, and so magnetic. Your voice is amazing. You're amazing.
Aww. And thank you.
Well, I mean it. You know, it's I really appreciate what you do, and I'm a real sincere deep fan. I'll be there on the 22nd for sure, because I don't want to miss this. And the album, Hard to Kill, I was reading that the single off of it, Strong as Steel, is doing really pretty well. People are really listening.
Yeah, that's done really well. That was one of the singles, Strong as Steel, track number one, which is, point in fact, as my lawyer would say, point in fact, it's a true story. Everything, all the lyrics in that are true. So when the listener hears it, catch the story, if you buy the vinyl or you buy the CD, you get the, you know, liner notes. And you know how we love liner notes.
Liner notes are awesome.
It's got the lyrics, and you'll be able to actually, you know, it's a true story. I actually did go off a cliff at one point, literally. And I landed in a tree. That's part of, it's in the song. And I swear to crikey, it's the truth.
Wow. Well, for the folks who have just joined us, I'm speaking with Geneva Magnus. Geneva Magnus, a wonderful singer, songwriter, and now a record label owner also. You've started your own label on which you have released this album, Hard to Kill. What was the deal with that?
I want to be able to... as my friends would say, control is su destinado. I want to do as much as I can to control my destiny. And that means owning my masters.
Yeah.
And when I have my own label, I own my masters. Now, you know, where does the buck stop? It stops here. You know, all the work is on me. And all the decisions are on me, and to make the right choices and building a team and all that kind of stuff to work, but to work the releases, to work the music out there, so that get it out to the people so that they can hear it and hopefully dig it. But I pretty much know the landscape at this point on, you know, this many years, 45 years of singing songs and somebody handing me money and hopefully applauding, which is absurd in and of itself when you frame it that way. It's like, really? That's what you do? Yes, it is. And now write songs and, you know, published a memoir, all that kind of stuff. But owning my masters at the end of the day seems to be a really good solution for an artist like me.
If you're just joining us, I'm speaking with Geneva Magnus. Geneva's playing at Chan's in Woonsocket, Rhode Island on Friday the 22nd. The show's at 8 p.m. Geneva's from the West Coast. She's coming east for a rare East Coast tour. We're very excited to have her here, and I'm really excited to be speaking with you right now. Touching on what you were just kind of glancing over, I wanted to give a little bit, flesh out your story a little bit for listeners who may not be as familiar with your particular story. And the part of the reason I think, and you'll tell me whether this is right or not, that it is so important for you, or I'll say someone like you, to have the control of your destiny. Before, you mentioned, you know, I don't particularly want to be in a position where the record company gets to say to me, we don't really like that song so much, don't put that on. Now, you, of course, wrote in your memoir that came out in 2019, Weeds Like Us.
Right.
That's your story, and it's quite a story. You have said that writing that book, the process of doing that started to dredge up and unearth additional memories beyond what you actually wrote about, and that's what led to the songs on this album. And so once you realize that that's the deal, and you think about how much this material, you know, you're not just covering a song that someone else, you know, that Ruth Brown or some other fabulous singer sang in the 50s. This is really serious, real life stuff. And some record company person saying, I don't know, man, it's just not catchy enough. That's not where you're at. Is that right?
That's a good broad stroke of yes, that's exactly right. You know, I don't, you know, live music for me is a matter of survival. All right. And I know that it is for you as well. There is a part of me that has no words. And the music has always spoken to that place in me that has no words. And I need that. And I need the connection with the audience. I need the glorious, what I think of as a holy exchange that comes, you know, through and goes out in a wave to the audience, and it comes back from the audience in a big wave. It's a beautiful, warm, very healing kind of experience, and I need that desperately. And I don't feel at this juncture of my life that I should give the decision-making power to anybody else. Yeah. And I want to, it's critical for me to tell my truth. It's become critical. And that is largely expressed through songs.
Well, that's, you know, beautiful. The way that you just said that, I was reading that you, on your website, you had said that, was it your dad who had a saying that said the truth will set you free?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, was he right.
And boy, was he right. And I agree completely with what you just said. You know, I have this job at the radio station, which I adore. I love the work I do here on the air, and I'm also the production manager here. And to find another whole career that speaks to my soul is a beautiful thing. It certainly does not speak to exactly the same place as live performance. And to be able to do that, you're absolutely right. I feel exactly the same way, that I may not do it, you know, as much as I used to, but it is absolutely mm-hmm. something that I need to have regularly in my life. That's it. I have to have it. It's for me. And
yep, she's got to have it.
Got to have it. And as you said before,
and that is exact. You know, and I don't do it as much as I mean, come on. I used to do 250 or more shows a year. I don't want to do that much anymore. And it's not, I mean, we've all, there's been a lot of decimation of the business of music post, you know, through the pandemic and coming out this side. Nobody's coming out gracefully that I can see. They might want to look like they're coming out gracefully on social media, but I ain't seeing it. I ain't seeing it. Everybody's still fumbling and bumbling a bit. I know that I am, but I don't tour as much as I used to. And that's every reason, and I'm not kidding, for folks to not go, I'll catch you next time. You know, the trouble is we think we have time.
Oh, that's so true.
That's an illusion.
That's a complete illusion. And
how many artists have you said, I'm going to see him next, you know, I'm going to see him next time. I'm going to see Stevie Ray Vaughan next time. I'm going to see Ruth Brown next time.
And then there is no next time.
The trouble is we think we have time. Don't do that.
You know,
do it now.
That is such a great point. And I wonder what you, and I don't mean to make light or make, you know, lemonade out of the lemon that COVID was and is. But
well,
I have to say that out of this experience that we've all been going through the last almost 4 years now, one thing that I really think has happened is that people have come to a new, not a new, rediscovered, I'll say, an appreciation for exactly what you were just talking about. You know, grab it now, do it now, because you might not get another chance. That person might be gone in a heartbeat. And all the heartbreak that has gone on the last, you know, almost 4 years for so many people where their person's gone now. We're done. There's no more of it. It's only memories.
And it's not just the people. It's also the businesses, like these, especially in American roots music, especially in blues and soul blues. And I can't count the number of venues, meaning it is countless, that have gone belly up. They didn't make it through COVID. So there's nowhere to play like there used to be. You used to be able to go, you know, Tuesday through Sunday and work, or Wednesday through Sunday and work every night. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Not anymore. It's not there. So one of my personal goals several years ago was I decided that I'm going to do everything I can to not create more regret. And that's all the way across the board.
Wow.
In every area. I don't want to create more regret. So that applies.
That's a song right there. Did you write that song yet?
No, not yet.
Because I'm stealing that and I'm writing that song.
But that's like, do it now. Do it now. Do it now. See the show. Eat the cake. Do it now.
Yeah.
You know? Stop creating regret. God, I wished I had. I wished I had told her I loved her. I wished I had said what I had to say. I wished I had apologized. I wished I had confronted. I wished I had gone to that show. I wished I had.
Mm-hmm.
No, thank you.
Well, I think that's...
I've had enough of that.
I think most of us have had enough of that, and you are very wisely leading the charge to point it out. Like, hey, let's get what we can out of what happened, and let's take every experience that we go through and say, well, what lesson can I learn from this? Like, okay, yeah, that was bad, so I'm not trying to minimize it. That's not the point. But the point is, what if there was something good in there? What if there is something for me to learn out of this? What could that be? And when you ask yourself that kind of a question in regards to, for example, something like, you know, the last 4 years. What you're talking about right now is a giant part of it. And another giant part of it is that I do think that people here in, New England, I don't get out that much anymore, but, you know, they have a greater appreciation for paying for things. Before people were used, what do you mean there's a cover charge? Well, I'm not going to go do that. I can go down the street and see this for free. And now.
No, I think you're right about that, about New Englanders.
We're cheap.
They have an appreciation. There's an understanding.
Oh, we're not cheap.
Correct. You're not.
Well, I think that is as a result of COVID, because, you know, during COVID, so many of my friends and yours too were there. They were on Facebook playing from their living room, you know, with a banner underneath saying, "Here, please donate." When I used to play gigs, and I wonder, I mean, you're way beyond this level, but if you're in some small club and there's like a tip jar, it used to be really hard to get money in the tip jar. And now, without exception, every single time, the tip jar is full. People are generous. Their hearts are open and big. And that's part of what's going on here at WICN. We love to support live music. And our community, our family, for this show, it's called The Vibe Tribe, and they are super generous and supportive. And I just feel so grateful to have access to this group of people because, as you just pointed out, do it now. We're all in this together. Do it now. And so that's what we're encouraging you to do, dearest Vibe Tribers, is go out to Chan's Friday night, the 22nd of September. The show is at 8 p.m. It's Geneva Magnus and her fabulous band. Who's coming with you? What's the deal?
Ah, it's the A-Team, baby. It's my favorite. So Davionce Washington on drums, Gary Davenport on bass and backgrounds, Jim Alfredson on Hammond B3 and backgrounds, and the one and the only Zach Zunis on guitar.
Wow.
It's killer band. It really is.
It's going to
I love
be
these
fabulous.
Guys, and I love to make music with them.
Great. Well, we love to hear you making music with them, and I can't wait. Listen, I encourage you to go and check out Geneva's website. Would you give them that website address, Geneva?
GenevaMagnus.com, which is J-A-N-I-V, like Victor, A-M-A-G-N-E-S-S.com, GenevaMagnus.com. And then you just click on the little tour tab on the top of the page, and there you go. It either says tour or shows. I can't even remember.
I believe
it says tour. Yeah, it says tour.
Fabulous. Well, I can't wait to see you. It's the 22nd of September at Chan's in Woonsocket, and the show is at 8 p.m. Geneva Magnus and her A-Team, and we will all be there with our hands full of spare ribs and our hearts full of love for you, my dear friend.
Thank you, my dear. I can't wait to see you.
Likewise. All right, honey. Thank you so much. Safe travels to you and everybody, and we'll see you very soon.
Thanks, my dear.
Thank you.
See you soon.
Bye.
Bye.